Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going to start off the Minnesota goodbye with this one. Welcome, by the way. Between Fallon's had a vulnerability when you talked about losing yourself as a person when you become a mom, and Dave talking about Julie, my ex's, and Chase's mom's passing, I'm going to refer to the show as the Dave Ryan Makes Me Crying in the Morning Show.
Well, get ready because Christmas Wish starts Monday.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing those personal parts of your life. I very much relate to Fallon in this stage of life. And Dave, I'm so sorry for the loss of Julie. We're coming up on the holiday breaks, and I'm already looking for things to do with my kids when they are out of school. Here are my five suggestions for free or inexpensive things to do in the Twin Cities. Well, let's try this.
Yeah.
Number one, Rainbow Play Midwest has a showroom in Bloomington for $8 a kid. You can enjoy playtime in their showroom with lots of playgrounds, trampolines, and a basketball hoop. Super fun. Nobody knows about this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Rainbow PlayStations are a big thing. Allison had one that was then passed on to Carson when she got too old, and we moved it a couple of times, and that was one of the highlights of her life, was getting a Rainbow PlayStation.
Okay.
I remember the day they set it up in the backyard. She was probably 4 or 5. She watched him set it up in the backyard at our house in Plymouth, and they had it set up just in time for us to go. We had to be somewhere. And I said, they're done. Go get on it really quick.
Yeah.
And I remember her sitting on the steps of the back porch watching them do it. And she wanted so bad to get on it. And we only had time for like 30 seconds before we had to run. Next one, Minneapolis Institute of Art. It might be a little hard for little kids, but my 8-year-old actually really enjoyed it. Admission is free, and you could easily spend half a day there. There's also a family center with kid-friendly books and toys. Minneapolis Institute of Arts. I'm a fan. That is true, genuine art.
Yeah.
Not the Walker.
I also saw my friend just went there. He took his kids, and he printed off like a free, just Googled online scavenger hunt for a museum, and it entertained the kids. So it's like, find a painting and reenact what it looks like, or find or draw your favorite painting. And like there's a little square you can draw it. And like it had like a little kind of like a little interactive thing he printed off. I thought it was cool.
That is very cool. Next one, the Grove Aquatic Center in Inver Grove Heights has a kiddie pool area, 2 bigger water slides, a large pool, and diving well.
Cool.
$6 for kids, $9 for adults. Next one, visit the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum for their winter lights display and lots of trails. Admission for those under 15 is free, and it's gorgeous this time of the year. True, I can vouch for that. I was telling Fallon a while ago that the cars line up down Highway 5 in Chanhassen to get in there. So, or visit the Fauché Tower Observation Deck and Museum and get the only outdoor skyscraper view of the city of Minneapolis. $10 per adult, $6 for kids 4 to 14. Children 3 and under are free.
Cool.
That's cool. I did not know the Fauché Tower was the first skyscraper in the Twin Cities. And I'm looking downtown right now, and I can't see it because it's... Oh, no, I do see the very, very tip top of it. They have a really cool bar at the top of the Fauché Tower, and that is where, like, Mr. Fauché used to live, and it's quite a scandalous history because he was kind of a crook.
Oh.
And I think he was bankrupt before the building was even finished, and it's really interesting. So that is very cool. Thank you, Rebecca, for that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's awesome, Rebecca. We love emails like that. That's so helpful to so many people.
Let's go to the next one. It says, I just heard the Minnesota Goodbye episode about sick kids. Although I don't have any advice, has been something discussed in our family recently. We have one child, age 2, who goes to daycare 2 times a week. Even though she's only there 2 times a week, she brings all sorts of bugs. The most recent one being a sinus infection that took myself and her out for an entire week.
Ugh.
Starting next week, I will likely stop working because I'm actually losing money from all the sickness daycare causes.
Oh my gosh.
I have to pay for the day she is out sick, but I'm not getting paid when I'm not working. We are lucky enough that my husband's job can cover the household expenses, but it'll be a huge bummer for me to give up part of who I am, my job. These darn daycare germs are insane, and there isn't much you can do, unfortunately. It is just a little mind-blowing when I realize that I have been paying to go to work from all the missed daycare and work days.
Wow.
I understand why daycares can't give you those days free when you're not there, but the reason my kid is home is because of your facility. Ridiculous. Anyway, rant over. Parents don't keep their kids home from school when they're sick.
Yeah.
Even good parents, they can't afford it. If your kid is sick, they still got to go to work. Mm-hmm. So parents will send their kid to daycare and be deceptive about whether their kid is okay or not.
Yeah. I've said it before. I know we're just lucky because my mom can take Olive on a day she's sick. So I will say we don't do that. But I know that's not an option for everyone. And I hate that. And then it's just like, you're right. It's like a continuous revolving door of sickness.
Yeah, it's true. It gets better. Yeah. I don't know how old your kids are, but it gets better. Ava comes home. That's Allison's daughter. She comes home with, you know, the crap here and there. But it gets better as they build their immunity. And I think that's one of the things that's,
important is to build that immunity, yeah.
Hello, Morning Show. Want to take things way back and ask about the best of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show CD compilation from the 90s. We used to put out CDs every year at Christmas, and we'd sell them for charity. And they were the best of bits from the previous year. We've done probably 5 or 6 of them. I think these CDs mostly predate my time listening to the show. I started listening in 2001 when I was 10. Yeah, they do. I've been able to find random uploads of a few tracks on YouTube, and I love hearing old bits and how much Dave's voice has changed. Yeah, it's true. Are these uploaded anywhere on the iHeart app for people to listen to so you get credit for the streams? Or is there some reason they can't be uploaded since they weren't iHeart Media recordings, etc.? No, iHeart bought the rights to everything. So when a radio station gets acquired by a new company, the new company buys the rights to everything. They buy out our contracts. Yeah. So if we're bought, you know, if we were bought by, you know, Jones Media next week, Jones Media would own everything that we've done.
I also think that I guess we could put them online, but I think a lot of them you don't want online, right?
Well, they don't age well. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's Angie Taylor doing a Mr. Miyagi impression.
Yeah.
And they don't age well. And there's a lot of Hiram calls that are offensive.
Yeah.
And that's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that one. There's some that is inoffensive. But just like TV shows, for example, you watch Friends, the Thanksgiving episode. They're out playing football in the courtyard. Mm-hmm. And there's one part where the girls try to distract the boys by lifting their shirt up and showing their boobs. Well, that would not air now because it's sexist, it's demeaning, and it's stupid. So we did a lot of sexist, demeaning stuff back in the day, because if you look at it through today's lens, it's like, God, that's terrible.
Yep.
But back then, nobody complained. Right. Nobody ever complained about Hiram. Nobody complained about Hiram. Nobody complained about the Mr. Miyagi impression. Mm-hmm. But the world has changed since then.
And so you're not going to put up old material that'll get the people of today's standards to judge and attack. Yeah. So
I feel bad for the people who did Napoleon Dynamite, because it's such a sweet, sweet, sweet movie. But they use the R word several times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on film and video and Blu-ray forever.
Yeah.
And now you don't say the R words like, you guys are R word. And now you just wouldn't. So anyway, that's a really good point. I appreciate you bringing them up. If you want to buy the CD, it is still, I mean, you look for it on eBay. There's several of them out there. Let's see. I just recently purchased one of the CDs on eBay. I'll gladly send it along to you to benefit all the Dave Ryan and the Show fans if that's what it takes to get it uploaded. I actually have all of them, but thank you. Thank you for being my daily entertainment for the past 21 years. I remember in high school, I would be excited when my bus came to pick me up because that meant Dave's Dirt was about to start.
Oh.
And this was the only way to get my Hollywood gossip before school. Your show has made me smile and laugh even in the toughest of times, like when I first moved out on my own. I had left a busy home of 6, and I was so depressed being home alone at night. Listening to the Morning Show podcast is what got me through those tough nights.
Aww.
You've also provided a great distraction when I had an awful time with anxiety and panic attacks or just a tough day at work. I cannot thank you enough for that. Thank you especially to Dave for being a constant in my life. You're going to make me tear up. You have truly played a part in shaping the person I am today. Wow.
That's
thanks
so nice.
Again, and have a happy Thanksgiving. That is from Heather. Heather, that is the nicest thing that you could ever say, and I so appreciate that. I think that, you know, when I've been here for as long as I have been, and I try to be a good influence, and I try to be, you know, fun and entertaining and pass along some positivity and some good advice, and I really appreciate that. What was I going to say, though? It reminded me of something, and I don't remember.
I don't know,
anyway, but thank you, Heather. I really appreciate that. going to delete that and then go to the next one. It says, happy early Thanksgiving. With the holidays quickly approaching, I get an With the holidays quickly approaching, I have an important topic of discussion. Christmas cookies.
Okay.
My mom has invited me and my sisters to a cooking baking extravaganza. I need some things, ideas for things I can bake. What are your favorite Christmas cookies or treats? I love the Rice Krispie marshmallow wreaths and the with the red hot candies. What do you think, Fallon?
I think the just classic, and I'm not even a peanut butter cookie fan, but the little peanut butter ones with the Hershey Kiss in the middle are just, if there's like a plethora of cookies that someone made, I always go for those first. And I plan on making a crap ton of them this year because I made them last year and we just love them. I saw Pinterest and TikTok have so many good ones. I mean, I just saw one that I'm going to make. You'd have to Google it. I don't even know what who made it or anything, the recipe, but it was like, I don't even know what the kind of cookie was, but the design was cute. They melted little icing and then they put like a marshmallow top on the top. So
okay.
It looked like a melted snowman with his little head sticking up
cute.
Still. And they drew a little face on him. And but the cookie part had like the melted looking body, which was icing. And I thought that was so cute. If you Google that, you probably could find it.
I admire anybody who does the designs, and Susan does designs and wreaths and candy canes, and the kids have decorated them for years. But I'll be honest, my favorite is a 7-layer bar.
Oh,
Layer bar is just got all the shit in there, Fallon, that your body needs.
Yes, it does. Put it in my body.
And I'm going to give you some of the ingredients that we have in the 7-layer bars: graham crackers, butter, chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, pecans, and shredded sweet coconut.
You can get rid of the coconut. I don't need it.
Okay, but, you know what? You don't like it. To me, that's one of the seven food groups. The four food groups is coconut. But 7-layer bars are for me because they are delicious. They have a great texture, a flavor profile that explodes in your mouth.
Wow.
And but I will say, she goes on to mention something that I totally agree with. She says, also, crunchy versus soft cookies, please discuss. I'm definitely a soft cookie kind of a person.
I don't need crunch in my life.
To me, there is no greater disappointment in life than picking up a scrumptious looking cookie and discovering it's actually a hard pile of garbage.
Yeah.
I agree. When you get a cookie and it is a hard pile of garbage, Chip Ahoy, no. Fuck you, Chip Ahoy,
me too,
because they're
agree.
Garbage. They're,
they really are.
They don't have enough chips.
No.
The chips are too tiny, and they're hard.
If I was going to buy, the only hard cookie I'm okay with, like that's cheap like that, is Oreo, because I can
agree.
Dip it in milk
yep.
and make it better. Oreos are so more superior to Chips Ahoy than like, I mean, it's just, there's no, they're not even on the same playing field. Chips Ahoy suck.
However, if you get the Famous Amos or whatever, the one that is like it's an individual bag and it's soft and chewy, I like those.
Oh.
I like going down to Subway or Caribou and getting it. Caribou has kinds of, they have the shortbread cookies with the frosting on them.
Yeah.
Pass, pass on right. that one. But if they have a good, soft, chewy cookie, that's what I like. Subway's got good cookies.
Oh my God, Subway has the best cookies. If you have to buy store-bought ones and you don't go to the deli, because you know the deli has good stuff, or the bakery. If you have to go like down the actual cookie aisle and buy them and you're like, what the do I get? Tate's. T-A-T-E-S. Tate's. Every kind is good. The ginger, the chocolate chip, they're not overly soft, but they're phenomenal. They're in like a green, it's the same thing. It looks like one sleeve is put in like a little fold over top bag. Mwah.
Yesterday, we were at the Mall of America, and there was the Nestle's Toll House booth about 15 yards away from Fallon. And we're like, Fallon, we're on the field trip. And she was running toward the Nestle's Toll House store, and we had to have security throw out stop strips.
Yeah.
So they threw him out in front of Fallon. She popped her shoes. We were able to stop her. We did a pit maneuver on Fallon.
Yeah.
And we had to get her away from and the people working at the Toll House booth, they were terrified. They were terrified because here comes their most demanding customer of all time. Give me one of everything now, God damn it.
We did make a joke that wouldn't it be funny if I stopped there and was like, I was going to grab a cookie quick and I got a cookie cake and I'm just walking through the mall eating it.
Eating it like a regular cookie. But that's all the emails we have. I'm going to be real honest with you. I have a folder called Minnesota Goodbye that I pop a lot of the emails into. And I looked back at it to look for one that I just put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it had more breastfeeding and dated topics that we've talked about a million times. So forgive me for deleting emails that I didn't get to, but I cleaned it out. I'm trying to keep a little bit nicer of an arrangement for the emails so I can get to your email. But send those in. I mean, we're going to be gone for the next couple of days, but we'd love to come back to some emails if you get a chance. Long, short, deep, serious, not serious, funny, disgusting, whatever you want to send. We love it all. To Ryan's show at kdwb.com. I am thankful for you. If I didn't have you in my life, not you, Fallon, I am thankful for you too. But I'm thankful for you that listen to the show and listen to the podcast, because without you, I don't know what I'd do all day. But I'm thankful for you too, Fallon.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Yeah. I am also thankful for you, David. I am thankful that you've recently been really adding into circulation the same top in every color, because it's a good top. It is a crew top sweatshirt with a polo guy on it. Is it actually Polo brand?
It is Polo brand, yeah.
Where'd you get them?
I don't know. Susan got it for me.
Well, you have one in like every color I've noticed now, and it's very delightful. So thankful. I'm thankful that you've upgraded this delightful seasonal wear.
I have to share something with you, and I keep forgetting. And as a member of the Dave Ryan podcast community, I've not even told Fallon yet.
Oh, God.
Available on Etsy starting on Friday, official Dart Lick wear. Dart Lick t-shirts, Dart Lick long sleeve shirts.
Oh,
on the front,
God.
It says Dart Lick in big letters. On the back, it has the Dave Ryan logo.
What a perfect Christmas gift.
They are available on Etsy starting on Friday. I think if you search Dave Ryan.
Is it a Black Friday special?
It is a Black Friday special.
Okay.
And we are working on the price. We're going to have Allison and Justin model them tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they're going to love that.
Well, it's going to be from just the neck down to the waist. Because I don't want to have my belly. And Susan, she's like, I'm not going to do it. My boobs are enormous.
Are you going to explain this to your daughter and son-in-law, what it means?
That's an excellent question.
They're going to wonder.
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
So you're going to say, Allison, Dad, what's this mean? Oh, it's directions for eating ass, honey.
You know, I don't. That's a good question. You know what? You bring up the hard questions. But go on Etsy.com on Friday.
Well, what's the slash?
You're just going to have to search. I think you have to search Dave
Dart
Ryan.
Lick. Oh.
Well, let me just go on there right now. Let me just, because there's other things on there. Etsy.com. And if you search Dave Ryan, I'm going to tell you what comes up. Dave Ryan. And you will get the Clip-A-Doo and the Dave Ryan selfie ring light. So you can buy those. The Clip-A-Doo is $9.99. And the selfie ring light is also $9.99. But I'm going to put it so if you search Dave Ryan, you will get the Dart Lick. But there's more. Are you ready for more?
There's more.
There's a shirt with a school bus on it, smoke pouring out of the school bus. It says, I'm taking your kids to school.
Perfect.
And it comes in all sizes. It comes in long and short sleeve.
Wow.
And you can buy it on Etsy.com.
Tis the season.
It really is.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, and I want to announce that to you because you are a special listener and you understand the Dart Lick joke. So get those shirts. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you. Be safe.
We love you. We'll see you back here Monday for Christmas Wish on KDWB.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.